This is the Book Club at 91.7. I'm Mark Purcell. He's a former United States diplomat, a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State, and he made a spectacular debut with his best-selling thriller, The Golden Hour. His new novel is titled Minute Zero, a novel, and it continues with the hero of the first book, Judd Ryker, and his adventures in Africa. Todd Moss, author of Minute Zero, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Great to be on the show.
First of all, the transition from diplomacy to fiction writing. I know that you have a number of nonfiction books, but I was wondering what prompted you to make the jump from nonfiction to fiction?
So when I left the State Department at the end of 2008, I'd really gone through some crazy experiences inside the government in Africa, and I wanted to share some of that, in particular about how so much of what goes on inside government is infighting and dysfunction between the different agencies. And I started actually putting an outline together for a nonfiction book about the complexity of U.S. foreign policy and why does it seem to go badly so often. And I just decided it would be much more fun for me and a lot more people would read it if I did it in a fiction format. So mostly for fun, I just decided I'll write a thriller and see what happens. And when I was done, I think I got very lucky to get a publisher like Penguin's Putnam Books to pick it up and to ask for a whole series about Judd Ryker, the State Department crisis manager.
And I love how you have brought to life and brought some thrilling nature to diplomacy, that what happens behind closed doors and all these meetings that so many people don't know about, nor do they think about.
That's right. You know, I think the CIA gets all the great stories, all the thriller glory. And so often international events are shaped by American diplomats working with each other and working with other allies and fighting with them. And so what I wanted to do, this particularly happens during a crisis. So what I really wanted to do was to take the reader inside the White House Situation Room, where government officials are haggling over what we should do, into the windowless rooms in the basement of a U.S. embassy overseas during a crisis, and hear how officials go back and forth trying to figure out what's going on and trying to decide what the United States should do, what should we say. And I thought that a thriller format is a great way to reach lots of people.
And it seems like that diplomacy would not be something that would be thriller material. But boy, in The Golden Hour, you certainly brought it to life. And now in Minute Zero, you do as well. I mean, is it really that thrilling? I mean, not just for diplomacy wonks, but really sometimes that thrilling? I imagine it's long periods of being bored, too, but...
It's long periods of being on an airplane, that's for sure. But I can cut those parts out of a novel. There are definitely times when things happen. You're in the office. It's quite hectic. You're running around to different meetings trying to figure out what's going on. This is going on actually today. There was a coup in West Africa yesterday in a country called Burkina Faso. And I know that the people that replaced me are now locked in those rooms right now trying to figure out what the United States should do and what's really going on the ground.
And real life brought to the page, and we were talking just before we went on the air, and I was mentioning I know somebody who's been doing some work in Africa, and I realize that Africa is really a world hotspot that is overlooked so often. I'm curious about your take on Africa.
Yeah, I think, Africa is a region that a lot of Americans don't think much about. It seems pretty far away and pretty irrelevant. And that might have been true a while ago, but increasingly Africa is becoming much, much more important to the United States. In a national security sense, there are now underground radical terror cells. There's international criminal cartels. Operating, all of those are drawing in our military, drawing in our intelligence services like never before. And it's not all bad news. Africa is also growing very fast economically. And there are a lot of countries like Kenya, like Nigeria, like Ethiopia, which are drawing a lot of interest from American companies, many for the first time. And that's all coming together to make our government pay much more attention to Africa than they have in the past.
Speaking with Todd Moss, he's the national best-selling author of The Golden Hour and the new novel, Minute Zero. You can learn about his work at our website, wvxu.org. The Golden Hour was set in Mali in Africa, and Minute Zero here in Zimbabwe. But how do you and why do you choose these settings for these fictional novels?
Well, in part, I try to draw on places that I know well so I can bring out some of the texture and flavor of those places. In Minute Zero, which is set in Zimbabwe, it's actually based on a real event that happened in 2008 when longtime President Robert Mugabe actually lost his bid for re-election. I was at the State Department at the time. We were waiting for the announcement that he was going to step down and leave. And it didn't come. It didn't come. We were waiting, and he decided, we didn't realize it at the time, but he had huddled with his military and political advisors, and they decided they weren't going to quit. They were going to hold another election. They were going to deploy the army to beat up the opposition so they would win this new election. And we all know how that turned out. Robert Mugabe is still president, 91 years old. And it made me wonder if there was something we could have done in those hours when people were unsure what would happen next, if there was something the United States could have done to try to influence history. And so that's the question I explore in Minute Zero.
Well, you talk about an opposition challenger in Minute Zero named Gugu Mutunga, who is a woman, a human rights lawyer, and based on a real-life hero. You have very strong female characters in your books. Is this a result of your work in the State Department with Condoleezza Rice and the like?
You know, I've always seemed to work for strong women like Condoleezza Rice. I work for a strong woman now, and we've had some very strong secretaries of state. We had Madeleine Albright and Hillary Clinton. It just seemed very natural. I didn't do it deliberately, but that is, that's becoming the new norm, certainly in diplomacy.
When you're writing a thriller like this, I know that you have seen what goes on in those windowless rooms, and I know you're not allowed to necessarily share everything. How do you push the boundaries when you're writing this thriller without stepping over the boundary?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, you never want to reveal classified information, even inadvertently. One advantage of writing fiction is that anything can happen, and I think as long as you're not revealing exactly how intelligence is gathered or how it's used, then you're pretty safe. I do in Minute Zero. There's a lot of interplay between diplomacy and the intelligence world. They're tracking financial flows. They're tracking phone calls, all of that. But I think nothing that's in the book certainly would harm U.S. national security. But I did want to give people a flavor of the kinds of information that policymakers get thrown at them, and how they have to use that information to try to make good decisions.
So, what have some of your colleagues at the State Department have to say about your fiction writing and bringing these things to light?
Well, I've heard from a lot of people at State. I was at a party in Washington, a book party in Washington D.C. last night, and had lots of former ambassadors and former State Department, White House colleagues there. In general, they're pretty happy that I'm writing thrillers about diplomats. I think a lot of people at State think that the CIA gets all the thriller glory. All the heroes seem to be CIA operatives, and they're pretty happy that I'm writing thrillers about diplomats and what they're up to and how they're interacting. So that's been the really positive side. And I think a lot also, I'm not painting a very rosy picture of how diplomats often get things done. There's often a lot of passive-aggressive behavior and infighting and trickery, even within the U.S. government. I think people are pretty frustrated with that system And they certainly liked that I was giving some expression to their own frustrations of government.
Todd Moss, author of Minute Zero, a novel. He's the best-selling author of The Golden Hour. Learn more about all his work at WVXU.org. And I wanted to ask about that infighting, Todd. I was curious as to whether it's as bad as you depict it in Minute Zero or if this was the tame version.
You know, I think in reality it's much, much worse than I actually put it in the book. You know, a lot of things, you know, the number of agencies that get involved in decision making, you could imagine that there could be a lot of fighting if you have three or four agencies all staking claims to a particular decision. Well, it's not uncommon you could have 15 or more agencies in real life. I thought that would ruin the pace of a thriller to have 15 agencies involved in decision making. So the reality is unfortunately much worse than I even put in the book. But the spirit of it, that people are trying to do their jobs, but they're trying to do them in different ways, and they're trying to outmaneuver each other for both good and bad reasons, I think is pretty true.
Well, when it comes to the subject of Africa, and here in Minute Zero, you know, some very frightening scenarios, many based on real-life scenarios pop up. And I'm curious as to what you feel the future of Africa is and the United States' relationship with Africa, because you do talk about the Asian connections being developed in the area. Where do you think, what's in the future for Africa?
Well, I think that our relationship with African countries is going to grow much closer. We're going to have more partnerships, more serious partnerships with a lot more countries where we have mutual national security and mutual economic interests. That's only going to grow. That's going to make it more complicated for us in Washington, D.C., because, you know, it's one State Department and there are 54 countries in Africa. Every time you add new allies that you have to deal with, it gets more complicated. And we tend to have a proliferation of offices and bureaus inside state, inside the whole U.S. government system. And the more actors you have involved, just the more difficult it all becomes. So I think it's both positive and also going to become more unmanageable for future administrations.
Well, this is the second novel you've written with the fictional State Department crisis manager, Judd Ryker. And you mentioned that the publisher has signed you up for a series. So there's more in the future?
There is. In 2016, Judd Ryker will be going to a new part of the world. He'll be dealing with a hostage situation in Cuba.
Hmm.
And I'm just starting on book four for 2017, which will be about international organized crime and fraud networks in Nigeria and in Russia. So definitely a series. So Ryker lives, and we'll see where the series goes from there.
And no paucity of possible plot lines in the State Department, huh?
No, the world keeps throwing crises at us, and it's just creating more fodder for future thrillers.
Well, Todd, thank you very much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
Todd Moss, the author of Minute Zero, a novel. It continues the adventures of fictional State Department crisis manager Judd Ryker. His first novel was The Golden Hour. You can learn more about all his books and his work at WVXU.org. This is the Book Club at 91.7.